I'm turning in a homework assignment late today. On the list of things we said we told the people of Indiana that we would do, the changes we would bring if given the opportunity, most are accomplished, but one important one has been incomplete until today. I'm really delighted and thankful to say that the I-STEP test will be moving back to the spring, effective in the 08-09 school year, and that this achievement by the Board of Education will result in parents and educators having the information on children's progress before school ends, about 7 months earlier than has been the pattern. This will be done at a savings to taxpayers, and incidentally, I believe will surely result in schools starting much closer to Labor Day as it should. This is a very satisfying achievement. I'm very, very grateful to the entire Board of Education, and especially to those to my right, and to Michelle, who was part of the negotiating team who brought this achievement about. Thank you all very, very much.
Does this mean that students will take the test in the spring of next year?
In the spring of 09 will be the first year in which this occurs. They will take a test in the fall of 08 as well. That's necessary to comply with federal law. This will all be done, however, at less dollars than the single test has been costing up to this point.
How are we able to have the test be cheaper when we heard for so long that it would cost something like $45 million more?
Well, that apprehension was a natural one, but we sent the right negotiating team.
What's going to have to happen to the test now? Does this have to be entirely
I'm going to refer you to those who worked this out, but the test will be, in all respects, most respects, very like the one we've had. We just won't wait 7 months for the answer. We won't spend too much to get it, and school won't have to start in the middle of August, so you can cram on last year's material.
One of the criticisms about moving the test in the spring is that some teachers may not have wanted it because it shows, you know, how well or how bad they've been doing their job doing those earlier months. Does this mean that there'll be more accountability in the classroom by moving the test to the spring as opposed to having it in the fall?
I think the major advantages are the ones I've listed, that parents and teachers will have the data and have it fast, have it before school's out, have it in the year that's whose material is being tested. We'll save money doing it, and school will start at a more natural time, I believe, when you're no longer cramming on last year's data. Now, I don't know what motives it was moved from spring to fall initially. Not going to speculate on it. Just going to say we're going to have a far better outcome for parents, kids, and teachers, not to mention taxpayers.
Are people worried about the writing test being eliminated because they thought it would, does this still include writing tests?
It does.
How does that get graded so quickly?
Talk to Todd Houston after, but, you know, it's
March.
Yeah, they're going to do it in March, and the test, that those results will also be back before school's out.
So the writing test is separately given in
that's
March.
That's correct.
Governor, what happened to make this such a seemingly simple, dumb deal after the fist fights over where this test is going to be, how it's going to be done? Now, all of a sudden, it's a dumb deal. What happened to make this occur so seemingly simple?
All of a sudden? It took me 3 years to get this done. You know, I've already confessed that I'm turning in my homework assignment a little late. Some of the things we said we'd do, we did on the first day or in the first legislative session. This took a lot longer. I cannot thank the board, first of all, which moved on this, the committee, which Mike and Todd were members of, that worked endless hours, along with the great professional staff of Superintendent Reed, to get this done. So there wasn't anything sudden about it, but it's a terrific result and worth waiting for.
Can we get Dr. Reed's thoughts on this?
Of course. This is the first step on the comprehensive assessment system that we've been working on for low on
long
these
time.
Many years, and there will be other components. We don't have all of them nailed down yet at this point, but we wanted to make you aware of what was done up to this point. The comprehensive system will have some formative or classroom evaluations, which will give teachers, as we go along throughout the year, the information they need to help the students. And that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. It's about what goes on in those classrooms that help the students to learn the things that they need to know and be able to do. And we'll be able to give teachers tools that they haven't had before that they can use to make this possible. So it's mm-hmm. going to be a comprehensive system instead of what we've had before is just one little snapshot in time. This is going to make us more able to do a better job for our students.
I mean, teachers tell me that they would love to know on the first day of school what the child did or didn't learn in the previous year, not wait till it's often been December before they knew that. And now, as Sue Ellen said, we do plan to add some quick diagnostic testing during the year to see how the child is progressing in the new school year. So I think we're going to have a dramatically better system. And I just will tell you from the hundreds of teachers I've talked to about this, I think it's going to be very well received among them.
Does this cost include the fall diagnostic test and the ones throughout the year, or just the spring ICE test?
This test, the cost only include what would be the summative testing, the 3-8 summative testing, and the course exams. Does not include yet the diagnostic costs that Dr. Reed was talking about. We are still negotiating those costs.
So there will be some additional costs once we get
the whole system. Yeah, but the cost for the comparable cost for what we've had is going down, and that frees up some money that can be used to add these diagnostic tests, which Sue Ellen has called for a long time. We now believe we'll be able to afford and add.
Will you have to pay for the fall test next year and the spring test, and is there money in the budget, or how did that work?
This is an all-in figure that covers both.
For that first year and then yeah. spring.
Yeah, essentially the cost of that one redundancy is going to be spread over the term of the contract.
And will we no longer have the GQE?
The GQE will be changed so that it will be an Algebra 1 test. You know, the end of course, Core 40 test that we've been working on, it'll be the Algebra 1 test whenever the student takes algebra. Mm-hmm. So if the student takes algebra as an eighth grader, then that's when they'll be able to get that math part of the GQE finished. There will also be a Biology 1 exam. They'll take care of the science part of No Child Left Behind. And the language arts part will be a 10th grade language arts exam. And that will be at the conclusion of the 10th grade year, sophomore year. So those things that have been a part of our Core 40 assessment system will now be used for that, rather than to try to figure out what courses kids are taking and try to make sure we cover those. We'll do it, and it'll be right at the end of that course.
One of the reasons that the test was moved originally from the spring to fall was remediation. There was no money, and I wonder what would be done for remediation for those students who failed the spring ICE test.
Well, to the extent the funds available, and we do, of course, remediate, the system should work better. We'll now know sooner which kids need it and which don't. I think the big time consumer, when I talk to teachers and educators, is cramming in the fall on lessons that were supposedly learned the previous school year. And all that time will now be freed up. Again, I expect to see schools starting closer to Labor Day in many, many places as it used to. But I think the negotiators have arranged for a test which is likely to be a little less burdensome on everybody. One of the board members want to speak to it, or Sue Ellen?
The money goes to the school district, and they make the decision about how those remediation funds will be used. What we have been seeing is remediation throughout the year, and that's what we probably will continue to see. Some of our school districts still offer summer school, and for some of our students, that's appropriate because it prolongs the amount of time that they have to learn the information. For some of our kids, it's a matter of time. For other kids, it's a matter of having somebody there to help give them that extra help as they go along. So we give that money to the school district, and then they make the choice based on their students. The $5 million for the high school remediation fund will still be there, and that's separate from the other funds that are available, and that will still be intact.
And once again, every teacher will know on day one which students had come up short in the previous year and in what areas. And so remediation, as Sue Ellen, I think, just said, can not only be a matter of add-ons, but also just the way a teacher approaches a given child.
That hasn't changed, and there's a lot of information that goes into deciding whether or not a student will go on. Some of our school districts may decide that, remember the old days of I-STEP, you had to pass the I-STEP before you got to go to the next grade level. So they'll be looking at that. They'll be looking at what the teacher observations are, and they'll be looking at the child as an individual to see what would be in their best interest.
A local decision, though.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know what you do now, so they do or don't go on.
They either do or they don't. It depends on what the local decision is.
Today you don't know what the I-STEP score was, maybe till December, and so that can't really figure. And I think be a local decision, as I understand it.
There's no one answer.
It won't be just based on one test. It'll be based on a lot of information.
Superintendent, do all the I-STEP tests have to now be rewritten because third graders, for instance, will be tested on what they learned in the third grade as opposed to the second grade?
Well, what we can do is look at the assessments that we have now. Now, we don't test second graders. So the third grade test that was given at the beginning of the year, we won't be able to use, but the others will all move up a year. We'll be able to use those. And then the GQE, because we've been working on those Algebra 1 tests and because we're working on the language arts for 10th grade, those are already in the works to be brought up. So it won't affect the GQE. So there'll be some carryover, and some of the questions will follow the same format as always. But some of the others, like the GQE, we'll have to redo that one, and we'll have to take a look at end of third grade. That will be fourth. You know, is it appropriate? Still have all the things in it? Then we'll use that.
In all these calls,
you know, Rich. The cost of the test will go down. There are some adjustments that need to be made. That's all covered in the contract. Nothing's left outside.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
I don't know how much is changing in this exam.
Yeah. What other questions?
Yeah, as far as the labor day start in school, I assume that's a local decision. Is there any concrete word from the school systems that they will be moving this and will the state be encouraging them to move it?
I'm going to encourage them to move it. And the concrete evidence is that I've heard this scores of times from superintendents and others. Because parents and kids ask me, I meet kids at county fairs who can't come to the state fair because with their display or animal because school's starting in the middle of August. When you go ask somebody why, they say, well, we're cramming on last year's material for the I-STEP test. So I know that there'll be some pattern of going back nearer Labor Day, a local decision, of course, and I hope that school districts, school boards, and principals, I'm sorry, superintendents, will choose that.
Who is the contract with?
CTB McGraw-Hill for the 3-8, some of the assessment, and for the end of course, and the phasing out of the GQE is with Questar. Both are current vendors with the state of Indiana.
And do you know when you'll sign, the board will sign that contract?
The parameters of the agreement are done. The DOA has made the award. We will just be exchanging contracts back and forth for signature at this point.
Do you have a sense that this will lead to more or less teaching for the test, and does that matter?
Well, I'm just speaking as a layperson here, but great teachers teach the material that gets kids to the standards, the great standards that Indiana has put in place. And now we'll give the test at the very natural time, right after the material has been learned or not learned. So I would assume this will mean what you won't have is a couple weeks or more of teaching specifically to the test in a in a backward-looking way, cramming on last year's material in August and September. That'll be an interesting thing to see. I never thought this was a good reason for a bad system. You know, there may be a one-time adjustment. I don't know. There will be a comparable fall test in the year of transition. I hope that takes care of it. But I think that the benefits of moving ISTEP back to the spring are so manifest and so apparent for kids, parents, and the educators that it's certainly worth a one-time adjustment, if in fact that even happens.
Dr. Reed, refresh our memory. Has the state previously done an assessment of social studies in grades 4-6?
I'm so glad you asked that. We've always wanted to do that, but we haven't had the funding to be able to do that. So again, as the governor said, the brilliant negotiating mm-hmm. that has gone on has made it possible for us to have a 4, 6, and 8th grade social studies exam as well. And that was something that we couldn't get. It wasn't because we didn't want to. It wasn't because we didn't think it was important, but we just didn't have the funding to be able to make it happen. So now we'll be able to do that, and also there'll be a high school as a part of the GQ, or yeah, as a part of the Core 40, there will also be a high school, probably U.S. history or government exam that'll be included in the part of the Core 40. So we are very enthusiastic about that. We have lots of people that were really concerned that we weren't paying enough attention to social studies. So being a history major, to me, this is dear to my heart.
Bravo. Bravo.
Just to follow up, will that be administered at the same time as the other students in other grades take their exams?
That's what we're counting on at this time, and I've never heard anything different. And again, it's a time situation where the science is given at 5-7, and it will be 9 for biology. And so this will balance that out so that we'll get that done and it won't be all at the same grade level.
Is there anything that the legislature needs to do to approve any of the testing?
No. Again, profound thanks to everybody, the superintendent, the board she leads, which voted unanimously to move in this direction, the committee which negotiated it, a great outcome for kids, parents, educators, taxpayers, and our state, and I want to thank them all for allowing me to check off one long overdue assignment on my own report card. Thank you very much.